This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A bombing in Syria has killed four American troops and injured others. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The military says the troops were on a routine patrol in Manbij when a bomb went off nearby. The attack comes weeks after President Trump caught aides and allies off guard by announcing the U.S. will pull out of Syria. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for the attack, and while that could not be independently verified, it calls into question the president's claim that the militants have been defeated in Syria, something Vice President Mike Pence repeated shortly after the bombing.
The caliphate has crumbled.
Pence defended the move to pull out, though critics say it's premature. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A day after Britain's parliament rejected a plan for Britain to exit the EU, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, faced those who questioned her leadership. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
Theresa May has narrowly survived a vote of no confidence in her government.
The noes have it. Unlock!
But that doesn't alleviate the deepest political crisis in half a century as the UK grapples with how or even whether to exit the European Union.
The House has put its confidence in this government. Yeah. I stand ready to work with any member of this House to deliver on Brexit and ensure that this House retains the confidence of the British people.
On Tuesday, Parliament rejected May's Brexit deal with the EU by the worst margin for a British government in modern times.
The sheer incompetence!
The opposition Labour Party then triggered a vote of no confidence. May's minority government needed the support of a majority of lawmakers, something they achieved by a margin of 19 votes.
Reuters' David Doyle. Almost two-thirds of British LGBT employees say they will quit within 3 years because their company is not committed to a diverse workplace. That's according to a global study revealed Thursday. This is VOA News. Kenya's president has vowed to track down terrorists who staged a deadly assault Tuesday on a hotel and office complex in an upscale suburb of the capital city. President Uhuru Kenyatta said all attackers have been eliminated and warned his government is launching an aggressive manhunt for all those involved. Police say at least 21 people were killed at Nairobi's D2 complex, where surveillance video showed at least four gunmen walking through the parking lot as the siege began in mid-afternoon. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested Wednesday that President Trump delay his State of the Union address later this month unless the record-setting partial government shutdown ends this week, or he should present the speech in writing. Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, cited security preparations needed for the annual high-profile event before Congress, which is scheduled for January 29th. In asking Mr. Trump to delay his State of the Union address, Pelosi, a staunch opponent of his call for taxpayer-funded of a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border to thwart illegal immigrants, said that she would work with him to find a suitable date for the speech after the government is reopened. Meanwhile, immigration attorney Hans Meyer says it's unfair that the government shutdown has led to the cancellation of thousands of hearings in immigration courts around the United States.
People who are, you know, who are trying to do immigration the right way, following the law, trying to get their day in court so they can get a decision to either grant them their status or maintain their status, and they can't get their day in court, which is immensely frustrating because in some cases, eligibility might be at issue if we wait too long. Certain people might age out.
While Mr. Trump and Democratic leaders blame one another for the situation dragging on, a number of recent polls have put more of the responsibility on the president. A Senate panel's partisan divide came into focus regarding U.S. President Trump's pick for Attorney General William Barr, who was lauded then sharply criticized on Wednesday by a panel of legal experts, civil rights leaders, and other witnesses on Capitol Hill. And Senate Majority Leader, or I should say Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, says he met with the Attorney General nominee even though he thinks Barr shouldn't be confirmed. By contrast, the committee's chairman, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, had nothing but praise for the nominee, whose long legal resume includes a previous stint as Attorney General during the George H.W. Bush administration. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.